Beitza Perikei Mishnah Aleph. Meshilin Peiroiz Derech Aruba B'Yomtiv. Here we're talking about something which is not Melach, has no Shach Sadeichon Nefesh. We're talking about something which is a pure Shvus. And there's a heter on Yomtiv, like the Mishnah says, B'Yomtiv, Avalei B'Shabbos, there were more Makbid on Shabbos. We've had Dinim in the last Mishnah, where Faketa were more Machmir on Yomtiv, because there's more of a concern that it'll come to look Mizalzel. And now we're going to have certain shvusim which were more machmer on Shabbos. Meshilin peirch derech aruba means like this: a person would spread out, the place where they would spread out peiros to keep them fresh would be on the roof, and the person sees that it's about to rain, so he wants to take it in. An aruba is a ceiling window. Aruba is hashamayim, kiviyochel, like windows in the heavens. So he's allowed to throw it from the roof through the hole. He's not allowed to carry it down, because that's to carry down a kamus of fruit is a tirchi yisera. He's allowed to throw it in. It's also only throwing it down from the aruba, but putting it through the chaloin, if it was spread outside, kaniri, that's more of a tircha, and that they weren't matir. So this is Pashtal's Tircha, and they weren't matter on Shabbos. Umechasim peiros bekelim mipnei adelav. This is a little more obscure. The first one we understand is a Tircha. Covering over peiros that are spread out with kelim. What exactly is the Tircha? It's a Tircha. Some mel would be hamin, that would be osur. And the halacha is that no one is allowed to carry. Delav means when it's going to drip. Bechein kadiyayin kadishem, and to cover them over. Now, the Mishnah over here in the middle case, the first case we had B'yomtiv Avalei B'Shabbos. In the third case, V'noistin Kli Tachas Adelef B'Shabbos, if there's a drip, picture a ceiling, a pipe that's leaking, an air conditioner that's leaking, putting a Kli underneath a dripping pipe on Shabbos, it says over here, B'Shabbos. So L'Chayra, that means that the sensitivity over here in the Mishnah, the third case, the Mishnah says, is Mutar on Shabbos. What about the second case? That's not Mavur. So the Rav seems to imply, in Azer Shteit and Rashi, that also the case of Mechasim Peres Bekelim al Tzitircha is also a Heter only on Yom Tov, not on Shabbos. Lemaisa, others tiny, not that way. You look at the Tais Yom Tov, brings from the Rosh, from the Balei Taisis. Lemaisa, the shittas are brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Arachayim Shin Lamed Ches. Is there a heter to spread out to be mechasa peres bekelim b'pnei adelav on Shabbos? Is a shayla. The third case certainly state mufurish that the heter is on Shabbos. V'noisen kli hatachas adelav b'Shabbos. What's this? What's the case? The case is to put a kli, like we're saying, to put a bucket underneath to catch water that's dripping. Why not? It doesn't sound like a very big tircha. So here's another halacha at play. The Gemara refers to this halacha, putting a kli where water is going to drip in. If the water is not roif anything, the water is going to be mukta. It's going to be osur to move the kli. This is what's called by the poskim bitl kli mehechonoi. Tosis Yom Tov brings it from the Ram, it brings it from the Gemara on Shabbos. It's also in Shabbos, Tafnan Gimel, and the Rishonim over there. What's the isser bitl kli mehechonoi, taking a bucket and putting it under water that's dripping? So the Paiskim have two, it comes from the Rishonim over there, and Dafman Beis, Dafman Gimel on Shabbos. Sometime that Bitl Kli Mechone, since you're making the Kli Mukta, it's like you're cementing down the Kli. Cementing down the Kli is like Boina, because it's like you're cementing it Bimkoimoi. Others Taina Faket, that you're not Boina the Kli, what you're doing is you're destroying the Kli, because now the Kli can't be used for anything else. It's Soisa. Vinishvi, it's Exer de Rabbonon. Lemaisa, it's important to note that because of that, the Poskim said that the Mishnah over here, Benoistim Kli, Tachas Adelav B'Shabbos, is only talking about where the water is mutter for something to use on Shabbos. It's mutter to use for Ruchitza. But water that's not Roy, water that's Mamash Mos, not Roy to use for anything, one wouldn't be allowed to put there. Lemaisa, if one did put a bucket and there's water that's Mos, that's not Roy for any Shemush, it's dirty sewer water that's running down into the pipe, down from the pipe into the bucket, one's allowed to move it because having dirty water around is what's known in Masechet Shabbos as a heter to move something that's muktzeh. If it's disgusting, it's called a graf shel rei. One is allowed to move it, so one's allowed to get rid of it, but you're not allowed to put the kli there in the first place. Mishnah Beis. Kol shechayov nalom mishum shvus, mishum rishus, mishum mitzvah b'shabbos, chayov nalom b'yomtiv. As a general rule, the Mishnah over here is saying, anything which is also on Shabbos, mishum shvus, not only a malach deraisa, of course, unless there's a heter of malach seichel nevish, if it's also on Shabbos, of course, it's also on yomtiv. Not only that, but every Issur Derabanan and Muktzeh we've been talking about extensively, we just had Tircha, things that are also on Shabbos are also on Yom Tov, except for certain exceptions. Something which is Rishus, but Chazal Asim Rishum Shvus is also Shabbos and Yom Tov, no difference. Mishum Mitzvah, anything which is also to do again Al Shvus, even if it's a Mitzvah, Lemaisa, the Chazal were Maimit Takenosim, even B'mokam Mitzvah. The klal is, if it's true on Shabbos, chayoven alav b'yamtiv, it's also awesome. The word chayoven is interesting because chayoven would mean there's some type of chiyuv. There's an iser, not a chiyuv. Now, it's important to note that shvusin, we always talk about the rabbonons, so the poiskim shteltsu, the famous raid of the Ritvan Rosh Hashanah, we've mentioned it in other places, in Sach Shabbos and otherwise, where the Ritva says that there are certain shvusim that are the Rabbanon, there are certain shvusim, even though it's Chazal's gzeira, but they really shtel avek something which is deraisa. And the way the Ritva says it like this, imagine, let's say, Chassam Sefer brings it kiyadua barichus, imagine a person sitting behind the counter in a store, he doesn't touch one thing, he's on a deraisa level, Zochas Yom HaShabbos, I wouldn't say Zochas Yom HaShabbos, but Al Kapanim Shomas Yom HaShabbos, he's not over on any melacha whatsoever. But Lamaisi, the guy sitting behind the counter in his store, and for him, there's no difference between Tuesday and Shabbos. The Chassam Sofer brings it by Richus in Chuvis, in Choshen Mishpot, from the Ritva. The Ritva says such a person, even if he's not doing one single Mais melacha the whole Shabbos, L'chol HaDeis, but he's a mechal Shabbos b'farhesia de'iraisa, he's mevatel the mitzvahs asay of Shabbos. And the mitzvah asay of Shabbos, besides for a loisase and every ma'is melacha, the asay is that Shabbos, the whole day, Shabbat Surah Shabbos. Now, a person's not over this, if a person by accident touches muktzeh, he's over an eisid derabbanon. But where a person's weekday activity on Shabbos causes him to treat Shabbos as a regular day, person sits and has a business meeting. Ostensibly, he's only over on Daber Dover. He's sitting around with a bunch of people discussing how to create a merger with another company. They're sitting with business partners for 3 hours. What were they over on? Derabonons? No. They're Mechalei Shabbos Deraisa. Because for them, they treated Shabbos afternoon as a time for a business meeting. That's Chil Shabbos Deraisa. So we could say that the reason why it says Chayiv over here is just to be Ma'irer, according to this sheet, according to the Ritva, and it comes from the Ramban, really, in Pashas Emor, that what's derabonon would be deraisa. It's not chayiv in the sense that there's a chiv, it's a bitl mitzasei deraisa. But the chayiv over here means that it's deraisa. Or you'll say the chayiv over here means if a person's over on shvusim derabonon, lemaisa will get makas mardus. Either way. Ve'elu heim mishum shvus. The Mishnah is going to list off a number of derabonons on Yom Tiv, that there's no difference in Shabbos and Yom Tov, so Yom Tov as well. Lo oilon b'ilon, one is not allowed to go up on a tree. Velo roichven al gabi behemo, one is not allowed to ride a behemo. By the way, going up on a tree includes not only going up on a tree, but using a tree, hanging something on a tree. We had the third parak in Shabbos, putting food on a tree, using it in any oifin. Roichven al gabi behemo is also any balchai. Swimming. Metapchim is clapping. Not clear exactly the clapping of today. Maybe the metapchim is only with a certain rhythm. The gzeira is otu making clay. Shir Tosfos famously says that the isser over here of metapchim, misapkin. Misapkin is another type of making a noise by with a rhythm, banging hand against hips. Volei Meraktin is dancing. All these are gzeirois Shemi Yitakin Kleishir. Taisu says in a few places in Shas that where the tam is not relevant anymore, in this case, there's no Kleishir that could be made instantaneously. So Mel, there's no reason to be Chayshir. So Mel, there's no issue. As I stated in Taisu, there are more Paskins that way La Locha. This is a famous machlokes bechlal between the Balei Tosfos and, let's say, the Rambam. If you have an Issur Derabbanan where the tam is bottled, does that mean that the Issur Derabbanan becomes bottled? For instance, Tosfos holds with Zman Hazeh, there's no chiyuv to wash my machronim, because my machronim is exactly the Gemara says, because the Melach Stoimis, the Rambam clearly says, the Mechaba Paskins that way, that there's a chiyuv of my machronim with Zman Hazeh. There's a bunch of different dugmois, and there's even in the Ramah, there's stiris when he goes with the Rambam, when he goes with the Tosfos. Some an interesting sugi to learn up. Ve'elu hein mishum rishus. These are things that are not isurim derabbanon. They're shvusin on something which could be considered a ma'aseh mitzvah, but we don't do them on Shabbos. And therefore, like the Mishnah says on Yom Tov as well, loydonin, bezin doesn't have a diun, v'loy mekadshin, one can't be mekadosh an isha. Again, these are certainly mitzvah activities. Marrying a woman, according to the Rambam, is a mitzvah seder aisav ki yikach ish isha. The Rosh argues there's no mitzvah to get married, it's a mitzvah pruvu, but vinishvi, it's certainly a hechsha mitzvah for sure. It's vafiloch chazal asid. Donin also, but tzedek tishbara misecha, dayonim that sit down lodun, have a mitzvah seder aisav. V'loy cholzin is also a kim of a mitzvah seder aisav. One's not allowed to be cholitz on Shabbos or Yom Tov, even though chalitza also one could clear. This is the famous Chakira of the Chacham Tzvi and other Achroinim. Is Chalitza, when a woman is Kuka Liyibum, are what you're doing a Maisa Mitzvah? Or what you're doing is just you're freeing her from the Zikus Yabmin. It's just a functionary freeing her from the situation. It's a Mitzvah. But even if you hold it's not a Chiv Mitzvah, La Maisa, the Torah says, Chalitza is an Inyan, Vinishvi. The Zoya Lamoshal says that Chalitza is a big schus for the Nifta. It's certainly a mitzvah. It's not just a matir. But that's Yevamos Dikareit. Ve'elu hein mishum mitzvah. So those, the above mentioned things are called rishus, because they're not a choiv gomer. They're certainly not a choiv gomer to do on Shabbos Parshas, Sazria Mitzayra. It's not a mitzvah to do then. But these are mishum mitzvah. Loi magdishin. Again, there are mitzvahs in the above-mentioned things, but they're things that a person is doing kiviyochel to take care of his own needs. The chalitza, the yibum, the sitting down to a dintera. These things are pure mitzvah activities. Vafilochi, they're awesome. Magdishin is to be magdish anything. To be magdish is them to make chumemka. Amir osa l'gvay kimisi, osa l'hedit. Loi marichin, again, deciding that you're going to owe the erech of something. In the parsha, in the end of parshas Bechukosai, that's also a monetary hischaivus. V'loy machrimin, machrimin is also to be machrim, to give kedusha, that a field or something like that should go to Hegdish. They're all based on the same idea of Mekhel Mevkar. V'loy magbin truma maisa, one cannot be mafish truma maisa. It's a chalois of tikkun. There's one important exception. Bread that's baked, challah that's baked on Yom Tov, Oichel Nefesh, there's no way to eat the challah because it's mechuyev in challah to give to a kohen. So Mel, over there, by definition, you're going to have to be mafrish. Of course, they didn't ask him. Kol elu b'yom tiv omru kal v'choyvim b'shabbos. The Mishnah emphasizes it again. Ein ben yom tiv l'shabbos ala oichel nefesh bovad. The stum of the Loshon, the Rav points out, of this ein ben yom tiv l'shabbos ala oichel nefesh bovad sounds like b'shamay. That doesn't hold a mitoich. If you hold a mitoich, there are a lot more things that could be mutter. Also, then that would add to the. It's not mamash eichel nefesh. It's mitoich shutu l'tzoich eichel nefesh. Mutter nami shalei l'tzoich eichel nefesh. So that would make more things that ben yom tov shabbos. The Gemara says that's stomach de beis shammai. But the Mishnah is trying to emphasize this point that the regular shvusin are osur by both.